weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Follow me over at X as Jay Dyer. Follow me on YouTube, Jay Dyer. Go check out the John Kiriakou interview that we did. We're talking about espionage and the reality of sexual blackmail and sexual entrapment. We covered this a couple of years ago. It got forgotten. People aren't really talking about it. So I want to bring it back to the forefront because this is a huge component of how governments get subverted, how the West gets subverted. And you might think, oh, well, okay, that's interesting that there's these, you know, people in government, people in embassy, people in corporations that get targeted or the military. But what does that have to do with day-to-day life? It doesn't really matter. Well, the whole country is actually being sexually blackmailed and subverted through the gender nonsense, through the brainwashing that we get in the public education system. So you're actually kind of getting a macrocosm application of this principle that happens with individuals. And that's why it's important to understand the history of what has really gone on in warfare. Warfare is not just tanks and guns and soldiers. There's economic warfare. There's cultural warfare. There's fifth generational warfare. There's all different types of warfare. And we're not in the world where we don't have to deal with these things anymore. Like, oh, it's the 1980s, it's the 90s, everything's cool. We just have Desert Storm. We're actually going into a potentiality of a new world war. This could go even worse. Situation in the Middle East, the situation with Russia and Ukraine, Iran, et cetera. We could go into worse, larger conflicts. And if we do, all of these types of things will be even worse. They'll be even more ramped up. As the economy gets worse, people will be turning more and more to prostitution. So this happens not just at a high level, it also happens on a cultural, wide, broad level. Going back to the idea of famous people or models or sex operatives, one of the most famous cases that most people don't know about of espionage was the Eastman Kodak girl. This is during World War I. The Germans had quite a few espionage networks, both before and after World War I in the U.S. And Mina, the famous Eastman Kodak girl, sort of a pinup girl. Well, she was used as a sex op, as a spy. There's the case of Amy Pack, sex operative, handled by intrepid William Stevenson. She was actually key to aiding the U.S. in getting information on the Nazis at the time of World War II. She sent spy information to MI6 and to American intelligence through William Stevenson, who helped set up the OSS together with Ian Fleming and others, with Bill Donovan. So the argument that was used back at the time of the Cold War as to why we have to do this is, well, look, we're entering into the atomic age. The nukes are everywhere. So guess what? We got to do all the sex ops, right? Nukes outweigh the sex ops. So they're necessary. In the case of Alger Hiss, that's also a sex op case because the supposed passing of of nuclear or atomic technology to the Soviets involved, of course, sexual operations as well. The father of modern spycraft is known as this character, Sir Francis Walsingham, and he was a famous British spy at the time of Queen Elizabeth. And he was actually a very keen intelligence operative because he was able to uncover the plot of a Roman Catholic named Anthony Babington, who had planned the assassination of Queen Elizabeth. And he was going to restore Mary, Queen of Scots, to the throne. Through this spy network, he managed to get details on the spy plot that the Catholics had engineered at this time. And there was also one of the first famous female double agents and I don't know how to pronounce her name, but her name is Madame L. De Carrel. So a French operative, a French spy, Louise de Carrel, who served Louis the 14th of France as a secret agent, who also served Charles II as his mistress. So she was sleeping with multiple heads of state in order to get information. And it was successful. This had to do, again, at that time with a lot of Protestant versus Catholic warfare. But that's, again, illustrating the point that this is not immune to regions or areas or groups that claim religious affiliation. British intelligence, in fact, was founded, for those that don't know, the modern British Secret Service was founded out of the Boer Wars. And of course, the Rothschilds actually funded that. And the British SIS is what would become MI5 or MI6. And out of this, there was also another famous sex case. There was an operative name, or there was an operation called Operation Lena. And this, again, dealt with sex ops. So over and over and over, we see that a lot of these key historical events, be it wars, be it the fall of empire, be it whatever it is, in many, many cases, it also involves sex ops. For example, again, we think that, oh, this was something the Soviets and the Chinese did. In the case of Winston Churchill, people don't know that Churchill had a famous brothel. So Churchill was all about them hoes. Churchill said, when we go into France, we need to make a deal to take over all of the brothels in France to get German intelligence when the German soldiers and high command go and sleep with the hoes. And that's exactly what happened. Prime Minister Edward Heath, the famous horrible Heath lineage of the, again, this is all some of the worst stuff out of the UK. Prime Minister Edward Heath, in terms of his Lambton indiscretions, requested and received RAF minister's resignation after it came out that Lord Jellicoe's name appeared in the black book of one of the compromise prostitutes, the Norma Russell affair, which dealt with the Mayfair escort agency, included the name of Lord Jellicoe, and this required his resignation. MI5, for example, it also set up brothels in Belfast to entrap the IRA. And I think back in the day, Alex even had on somebody involved in Operation Steak Knife, and Operation Steak Knife was the MI5 operation to take down the IRA, which ended up being successful because they ended up basically running the IRA. But what's not usually discussed or known is that the MI5 had made a deal with a Jewish gangster named Bernie Silver, who had set up the brothels throughout Ireland. And so they were actually getting information through the IRA bros going to the brothels and talking too much after getting drunk, and the prostitutes were all in on it. So they were getting info, the pillow talk. It says once the IRA discovered the purpose of these brothels, they went and launched an attack on them. Several British agents were then killed, and an MI5 abandoned using the brothels. So again, everybody hears about multiple famous, you know, there's classic BBC documentaries about Operation Steak Knife, all of which are great. You should watch them because they're very instructive on this kind of, but it doesn't really go into the Jewish brothels in Ireland that were used by British intelligence. There was a case of Anthony Courtney, famous former naval officer and member of parliament, who admired the Soviets, liked the Soviets a lot. In 1961, he went and met Zinaida Volkova, who was a KGB swallow operative. And he, of course, he slept with her and was entrapped. And eventually this led to the downfall and entrapment, I believe, of 50 different Western agents and operatives who were entrapped through this one Anthony Courtney debacle. at this time in the early 1960s. We have also the case of the Profumo affair. This is one of the most famous cases in British establishment of a person being entrapped and sleeping with what appears to be a Soviet sex operative or operation or compromise. But again, most people don't even think about that anymore. But there was another case that you may, and this one is unfortunate because it really speaks to today. And there's a John, I just went blank on the director who directed Videodrome. I just went blank on his name, but he also did a movie called M. Butterfly. And I don't recommend this one, but it turns out that M. Butterfly was a Chinese honey trap. And this was under Mao Zedong. And it was a dude. There was a guy named Xi Pai Pu. Yes, his name is Xi Pai Pu, who was a trans person. And Xi Pai Pu was so convincing as a woman that he was able to entrap a Western, forget the person's name. Entrap somebody in the West. And apparently this Western person who was entrapped by Xi Pai Pu never knew that this was a dude, even though they had sex. So I don't want to know the details of that because it sounds gross, but somehow they never supposedly figured out that they were.